Exim Bank JA.
Welcome to Exim Bank JA. I am Tonya Ann Fraser, Chief Officer for Marketing at Exim Bank. In studio today is Ms. Annette Salmon. She's the Chief Marketing Consultant for 2020 Strategies Limited. Annette will be talking to us about her new brainchild, Made in Manchester. So Annette, what is Made in Manchester and what does it mean for local entrepreneurs?
Made in Manchester is an event that is actually created exclusively for women who have business in the parish of Manchester to showcase their products and services.
Why the focus on female entrepreneurs in particular?
Apart from me being a female entrepreneur myself, and I understand the challenges that female entrepreneurs go through, the fact is that a lot of studies have shown that when you actually invest in female entrepreneurs, you're impacting families, communities. It's much bigger than the person themselves. And really, I'm all about making impact and having other persons to share it with.
What were the main objectives of this inaugural event? And do you think your objectives were achieved?
The objectives were pretty simple. One, it was to bring awareness to the owners, their brands, their products, their services. And two, it was for women to get to know who their fellow entrepreneurs were in the parish so that they can actually connect with each other to form alliances, to barter, to partner, to share. And I can say without hesitation that those objectives were met completely, because the parish of Manchester itself was unaware of how many women. I mean, it was only 33 women for the first staging. But at the same time, the comments and feedback we got from the patrons, they did not know that all of these offerings were in the parish. They were amazed. And also the women themselves were unaware that these other women existed within the parish. So immediately some persons were able to form a partnership. Now we have people who are sharing a distributor. They're sharing sales reps, they're sharing promoters, because it really costs when you have to endure all of that for your sales reps or your promoter. But when you can share, it really helps the burden to go away.
And yes, it is important, Annette, to forge partnerships, as you said, and to support each other. And you yourself are also from Manchester, correct?
Definitely. I am made in Manchester.
Wow, as the name suggests, I love it. Since the staging of this event, Annette, what kind of feedback have you gotten from the business owners who participated?
Well, in addition to what I just said, which was the fact that they have no connected and they're forming alliance and partnerships. Since the staging, businesses have been growing. Persons have gotten themselves into other retail outlets. As a matter of fact, one person told me that she got into 3 new outlets since the event. And I mean, this is just a few weeks ago. And there are other persons who are interested in working with her for events that are coming up. And it's actually a fantastic start.
It sounds that way. So since you've had all this success with this very first staging, what are your long-term plans for this event? And what additional support do you think you will need going forward?
We meet as a network of women. So MSBOs is really micro and small business owners. It's a women's group, and we connect the last Monday in every month. And what came out of that was the amazing feedback from the women as to how we could extend the life or make Made in Manchester even bigger and better than it is. I mean, they had some crazy, crazy ideas. You're talking about maybe even 5 years down the road, we can still be implementing different things. But what it is that we need to make it bigger and more successful, definitely we need support. And the support we need is media. For this one that just happened, we had a few supporters. We had the Jamaica Observer on board, who was our print sponsor. Then we had RJR and Fame FM, who sponsored us with a few spots. But we really need big sponsorship from our media. Once we have that, the crowd will take care of itself.
Well, thank you so much, Annette, for sharing with us all the details, all the successes that you've had with Made in Manchester. And we look forward to seeing more from you. That was Annette Salmon, Chief Marketing Consultant of 2020 Strategies and host of the Made in Manchester Expo. For more information, please visit our website at www.eximbankja.com. You may also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn. Join us next time for another interesting chat right here on Exim Bank JA. I am Tony Ann Fraser.
Exim Bank JA was a production of the GIS for Exim Bank Jamaica.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.